This podcast service from News Talk 870 WHCU is brought to you by Black Box Computer Consulting. They know what's inside.
WHCU News Time 7:48. We want you to like us at facebook.com/newstalkwhcu. Updates on news stories, guests coming on the program, and a whole lot more available at our webpage. Check it out on facebook.com today. 52 degrees in Ithaca and Cortland on our way to 79 today. That's our 5-degree guarantee. Nothing but sunshine out there. Going to be a nice day, and we'll keep our eyes on Irene for the weekend. At 7:49, let's talk about something that was a big story on the West Coast, but did garner some interest here, and that was when the BART system, the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, turned off the cell phone usage because there were people who were going to have a protest over a shooting by BART police. Let's bring in Steve Wicker. He's Cornell Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering. He's writing a book right now called Cellular Convergence and the Threat to Speech and Privacy. Steve, this really hits home then, this particular incident that happened.
Well, it really does, and it underscores the importance of the cellular platform. I mean, it's become a part of our lives. We use it for speech. We use it for internet access. It's become a big deal.
It's become, in many ways, more than just a provider. It's become a utility.
Well, that's exactly right. It's a prominent speech platform. It's what we turn to when we organize events, for example, political events like we saw in San Francisco.
Also, we've seen it internationally be used for getting news out regarding revolution. I think of Egypt, and that's where I remember, if I believe it was, use of Facebook that got people together.
Well, exactly. In fact, it was also in Egypt where we saw a government trying to keep power by turning off the cellular service. And you know, it's kind of hard to draw analogies like that with our own country, but frankly, that's what happened in San Francisco.
Yeah, speak a little bit more about this. How could they do that, and what are the ramifications of some group being able to do that?
Well, BART is an extension of the state of California. So BART was basically providing service by adding antennas to their underground. And the service itself was provided by, I believe it was both Verizon and AT&T. But BART had control over, you know, what we think of as the cell towers, so they simply flipped the switch. They simply turned it off.
Did they get any kind of backlash from this?
They got tremendous backlash. In fact, the day they did it, they were anticipating a protest, and you described it perfectly. The protest didn't occur, but now they've got protests over freedom of speech. Basically, a government agency has decided to turn off a prominent speech platform. So it's a big deal. I think they got more protests than they would have otherwise.
And they got more news coverage than they ever would have had they let just this one protest go on regarding this shooting incident. With that in mind, it brings up this issue and brings up the question of what can we do about it? Do you have to make laws to say, okay, government, you can't turn it off? Or is that sort of understood with the First Amendment?
Well, the FCC is looking into this, and it may be that this is a clean First Amendment violation, but it's not clear. Scholars have weighed in on both sides already. What I'm promoting is a clear policy that says, you know, this has been given in trust to the government. The government can't just turn it off when it feels like it.
Well, and that's very much how broadcasting is. I mean, the government cannot necessarily come in and just shut us down. There has to be a valid reason why.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, that's a really good analogy. The government controls the airwaves, but they licensed, for example, to your station, the ability to speak. Well, you know, the government has taken control of cellular, but they allow other people to use it through licenses that are actually very expensive.
Now, Steve,
government can't take it back.
Now, Steve, let me take the BART argument on this and say, well, you know, it's our tunnels. This isn't just, you know, airwaves that are out there. There's a specific special use here for our passengers. Therefore, we have the authority because you're in our tunnel.
Well, it's not a bad argument, but I'd like to point out that it's our tax dollars, or at least the tax dollars of the folks in California, that paid for those tunnels. And BART added cellular service to attract more riders to get more income.
Yeah, it's a good point as well. Fascinating to watch this development. You know, it's certainly amazing to see it in the Bay Area, which is probably one of the most liberal areas of the country.
Yeah, it probably wasn't a great choice.
I think of other areas where they might go over a little bit better. But even so, it really brings up that question of freedom of speech. Steve Wicker, Cornell Professor of Electrical Engineering and Computer Engineering. When does your book come out, Steve?
Well, I'm hoping I'll have it out within the year, but got to do a lot more work first.
Right now, it's called Cellular Convergence and the Threat to Speech and Privacy. Oxford University Press will be publishing that. Steve, when it comes out, let us know. We'll bring you back on. Good to have you on this morning.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
All right. WHCU News Time, 7:53.